The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyamba Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyamba.
Hell yeah, that's right.
Oh, gotta love Betty when she does her antics. Go ahead and cue Betty.
I see three, and that's it. Let's keep this shit short.
Bloody hell, Betty. You got it. Love you.
Ugh. You never give up, do you, Roger? Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty. This is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa.
You got it, Anthony.
Hey, everybody. It's Anthony and... I mean, it's Joe in Studio
B. Oh, my goodness. We've already gone off the precipice, and we're not even, like, what? We're not even 2 minutes into the show.
By the way, our chat room is open, and it is functional over at www.shyampa.info, and our phone lines are ready for you, too, at 813-327-8566.
Yeah, we got some shit to talk about, but we figure you'll give us a call at some time and point.
Hi, it's me, Betty.
Go, Betty, go.
Your personality unit, and this is episode 145 of the Joe and Anthony Show, Joe's Naked Magical Pokemon at Bluetooth, for Monday, August 13th, 2018. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit Incompetech.com for more. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with a GP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, 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 Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony. You got it, Joe.
Wow. How was your day today, Anthony?
It wasn't too bad. I can't complain. It was busy, but not bad for a Monday. I've had far worse Mondays.
You know, they say Mondays kind of set the tone for the rest of your week and your day and all that goodness. So,
yeah.
Well, that's a good thing. You know, you want Mondays to be somewhat pleasant.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. You want your Monday to be a good, happy, you know, at least a halfway decent day that's not a pain in the ass type of day.
It's either that or you make sure you have a kick-ass good breakfast or you have a kick-ass good lunch and dinner and lots of donut boys.
There you go. Donuts.
Yeah. Donuts. That's all the studio here can afford is donut holes.
Don't, you know, well, sometimes that's all that you, that's all you get. Well, donut holes are cheap. Although I haven't been a fan of, like, Dunkin' Donut holes in a long time.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just for some reason, every time I've gotten them, they've been kind of dry and stale. Yeah, stale and sometimes even, like, tasteless or just, like, nothing but sugar.
Maybe, well, they're nothing but sugar. That's a given.
Well, yeah, that's true. That is a good point.
These that I have here were quite fresh, and I had 25 of them.
Do they make the donuts in the Dunkin' Donuts by you? I mean, do they actually make the donuts, or is it because all the Dunkin' Donuts here, the donuts are made somewhere else, and they're shipped in? Okay.
So, like the ones in the commissary kind of areas, I think they get their donuts shipped in.
Okay.
Because I don't think they have the room to make their own donuts.
But like the standalone stores.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're there very early, I've noticed.
Wow. Wow, that's pretty awesome. Yeah, I have not yet seen a Dunkin' Donuts here that actually makes their donuts. They get a shipment of some sort. I think at most they like reheat them or maybe kind of bake them or something, but they don't like start from fresh.
I mean, do those donuts have to deal with Florida humidity?
Krispy Kreme does wonderfully down here, and it's a similar type of donut. It really is.
Ooh, Krispy Kreme, that gives me painful.
No, Krispy Kreme is the air donut on crack, but I mean it's still the same type of air donut because Dunkin' it's not a cake donut.
Well, Dunkin' is a cake donut.
Not all of their donuts, only a handful of them. But like their chocolate glazed and their frosted donuts, especially the white cake, where a lot of them are all puffy. They're air donuts.
For purposes though of these donut holes, the vanilla flavor and the chocolate are both cake, and then the glaze is a fried donut.
But I don't know. It's just the Dunkin's here. The Dunkin's here. The donuts. I've yet to have a satisfying donut from a Dunkin' here. I found it very upsetting. There are all these little. It's like their stores are everywhere, and they're even in their own little out freestanding buildings. But they just still apparently don't make their own shit, and I don't know why.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. Maybe they just have stupid people working there.
Who knows? Who knows? It probably saves money somehow. So, how was your day?
Thank you, Anthony, for asking. And my day was pretty nice. It started off early, as per usual. I can't get out of not just being able to sleep until 8 or 9 o'clock. My body says, wake up, Joe, at 4.
Oh, wow.
That's fine. But I gave, respect to my neighbors. I wasn't loud.
You weren't? You didn't go stomping around and banging on the walls and screaming and throwing pots and pans everywhere?
No, but promptly at around 7:30, 8 o'clock, I started rearranging the studio.
There you go.
Yep. So we have a nice long desk, which is great because I can go ahead and utilize an actual workspace bench for my electronic hobby pursuits.
There you go.
And art, too. If I want to get away from the computer and just work on art, I can just...
I thought you had an arting station in the kitchen.
That's purposed into a Lego station.
Oh, so the arting station has become a Legoing station.
Yes.
Okay, and the arting station got moved over by... It's now become the electronics and arting station in the studio.
Correct. It's the electronic artist station.
I see.
Not affiliated with...
Affiliated with Electronic Arts Entertainment.
Right. Exactly.
That's too funny.
So what do you got for us in the weed corner, Anthony?
Well, let's see. Ah, yes. Our first... excuse me. Our first story comes from Leafly. Two California-based cannabis brands have voluntarily recalled their products since new regulations went into effect on July 1st. The regulation applied to pesticides. On July 25, the Bloom brand recalled cartridges containing cannabis oil they said was tainted with a popular fungicide.
Oh.
And on July 27th, Lowell Herb Company, which makes pre-rolls, issued its own recall. And their statement on that was that a testing lab had cleared a batch of product for sale later, that the lab later revised its decision, prompting the company to inform 74 dispensaries to pull product from their shelves. While the labs are all using the same set of rules, there are no standardized technologies or methodologies for how labs achieve data. A batch of cannabis that may be approved for sale by one lab may fail testing at another. Yeah, isn't that makes things easy, doesn't it?
They need a UL for cannabis.
Yeah, they need like an ISO. They need to get ISO involved.
Take over and just say, you know what? This is how you do it.
Something. Under California law, cannabis products can be sent to a retailer only after a testing lab certifies that the product in question meets strict guidelines limiting or outlawing entirely certain pesticides. And it's going to get a little more tougher because stronger testing is coming in 2019, where cannabis products must be tested for terpenes, heavy metals, and mycotoxins. Yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it. So our next story comes from High Times. The mayor of Denver, Mr. Hancock, announced last Thursday that Denver is effectively regulating the legal marijuana industry. The mayor credited coordination between Denver Excise and Licenses, the Fire Department, Police Department, Department of Public Health and Environment, Community Planning and Development, partners and other agencies, the marijuana industry community, and public health advocates for its success. Just about everyone, pretty much, it looks like. Why not me? The city's annual marijuana report for 2017 shows an increase in both cannabis sales and tax revenue generated by the industry. Retail sales of recreational pot grew 29% from 2016, while sales of medical marijuana dipped 3%. And that's your 420 news.
Oh, wow. That's pretty interesting. So, you know, this whole thing about corporate cannabis, though, kind of scares me in a way because it just means that, you know, they can... Well, it doesn't scare me in the sense that it's going to be regulated and...
Oh, no. Corporate wants to sell cannabis like they sell liquor and cigarettes. Yes. They just want to sell as much of it as they can.
As long as it's untainted. You know what I'm saying?
As long as they have no liability, really. Yeah. I don't even think they care if it's tainted or not. I mean, let's be honest.
But that's the thing. I don't want them to sell tainted cannabis. I want it to be, you know, product that I might get from another source that you can't mention.
Well, so, I look at it this way. I don't know what the hell I'm getting when I'm buying half the time, so it's I try not to think about it, but in my mind's eye, I'm like, eh, honestly, who knows what this has in it.
Lately, the stuff that I've been getting has been it's been an indica strain, and indica tends to put you to sleep, or it gives your whole body a nice relaxing feeling.
Yes, that's generally what I try to do.
That's great, but Chip Skipper, he likes the sativas.
Oh yes, you like to bounce around. That's you like the act of bouncy bounce. So yeah, I'm more on the just let me relax and be chill with it. I'm good with that. So, but yeah, which leads me to I've been working or trying out concentrates lately. Which I've found to be...
I'm curious about this.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know what concentrates are. I mean, it's...
Kind of.
Yeah, it's where they kind of, like, press the leaf and all the juices and everything just come out, and it kind of gives you this goo. You get this goo from the plant. So what you can do is you can actually... you can vape it. There's like a pen that you can use to vape it. So what you do is you buy like some of these, the concentrator, what they call dabs. You put in the pen and you smoke it up. You don't have to use fire or anything. You don't have to use a lighter. So it's actually not as hot, and it's a little bit easier on one's lungs and such. It's not the same thing as like the vape, because which you can make with the stuff as well. But the vape pens use like propylene glycol and shit like that. This you're just doing the wax.
Yeah,
all you're doing with this method dabbing is you're just heating the wax. That's it. Nothing else.
Okay. That's not a bad thing then, because it's still all natural.
Yeah, it's not too bad, and it's a very similar experience with doing.
For some reason, I thought it involved some kind of complicated contraption and. You had to suck out a special tube.
Dabbing you had to use like a special glass pipe and a blowtorch. It was kind of almost like smoking crack, which is why I could never get into it. Because literally, it was like you have a little butane torch and you had to put the dabs in a glass bowl and heat it up. And you heat it up because it's like a resin. It's like a sticky. It's like honey. It's like a sticky resin. And it's like when you watch people do this, I'm like, Jesus, that looks like you're fucking smoking crack. I can't get into that. But using the little vape pen thing where you can just put the resin in the pen and just push a button, a little electronic, little heating element heats it up and everyone's happy, you know, and you don't feel like a crack whore on the corner smoking crack and giving blowjobs to buy more crack. Not like that's ever happened to me. I don't think it has. But so anyway, so we have another issue going on, a lovely Florida. And I was going to make this part of my news story, but I'm just going to briefly touch on it because we try not to get too political on this show because, you know, people just. It's ugly, but I do find it amusing. Only in the state of Florida, where we would have somebody running for the House, the Florida State House of Representatives, and she was accused of not graduating college. I guess she has like a degree in business. She says she has a degree in business management or something like that, and apparently she was accused of not graduating. She posted a picture of herself with a diploma from a university. The university saw the picture and called the news and said, "We don't offer a degree in that program. We never have." And she wasn't even enrolled in the year that she was allegedly graduated, and she never graduated. So we have all that. And then, of course, the news, you know, I was watching the news. That was my mistake. And so we had the Florida Hoople Heads on there, you know, the education ain't important. It's not important to be educated if you're honest. But she lied about her diploma. That's not honest. So Florida logic. So, yeah, it was it's become a very interesting midterm down here. And I'm trying to avoid as much of it as I can. And it's becoming very difficult. Thank goodness I DVR Judge Judy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for Judge Judy. We love Judge Judy.
We do. She knows how it is. She tells it like it is.
So we got a new little segment for you guys, folks.
Well, we have a new segment. Sure, let's go for it.
So what's better than Chip Skipper and a biscuit? It's discovering a new word. Today, Joe is going to pick a word at random from his 1983, the American Heritage Dictionary, and tell you all about it. Okay, here we go!
You know, and today's random word is...
Yeah.
Oh, get this.
Oh, boy.
Hanky panky!
No, that was staged. I demand a recount.
Which is slang for devious or mischievous activity.
Wow, that is so 1983. I remember looking in the 80s dictionaries as a child looking for all the dirty words, and you found some of them, but not very much. And when you found them, they were very badly defined.
You know what's funny?
What?
Hanky Panky is also on the same page as Hangover.
It's Hangover. There you go.
As Hang Glider.
Hang Glider.
Handsome. Hanukkah. Haphazard. Mm-hmm. So it's not. And happy. At least there's one.
And happy.
So that's been your little word of the day. We'll do one next week and see how it goes.
All right. That sounds like fun. So why don't we have Roger? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. You still have something to say.
Hey, did you have a comment or follow up to anything we said tonight? Or do you want to be a part of this UniQ experience? Well, then give us a call at 813-327-8566. We're going to keep pushing till we get to episode 420. So smoke them if you got them and give us a call. Okay, Roger, take it away.
If you didn't know it, and if you did, pip pip for you. Anyway, this is your National Day moment, read out loud by me, Roger. Well, folks, today, August 13th, 2018, is National Prosecco Day, National Filet Mignon Day, and Left Handers Day. So while it's a shame the studio can't afford filet mignon, Joe is going to gulp down his 15th glass of Prosecco with his... And Anthony is going to push a button to the left that stimulates a spinning wheel on the right that Joe is going to pull with his left hand too, I think. Take it away, guys.
Wow, that was quite something. All right, why don't you go ahead and give it a tug?
Ooh.
Wait, watch out for that glass of wine. There you go. Oh boy.
Oh, it's boy. That one.
Oh, boy. I'm going to hide. God, the spinning crew hates when this one happens.
No. Sounds like my old car.
All right. There goes the roof. All right. So when Anthony clicks on the document link and opens the correct document.
That helps.
Yes, yes. Okay, so tonight's news story comes from Bridget Carey at CNET. A technology story. I guess the wheel's getting more random after Roger fixed it and it went through the ceiling. The next stage of computing isn't going to happen on a laptop or a phone. It will happen in the space around you, hanging in the air, awaiting a command from the flick of your hand. That company presentation and animation beamed to the table in front of you. The next hit video game, blaster fire shot from aliens hiding behind the sofa. It goes by a few names, augmented reality or mixed reality, not to be confused with virtual reality. It's a world where anything can appear in the palm of your hand for a price, of course. Magic Leap is the latest tech company to launch an augmented reality device to make this world possible, and it's about $2,295. But don't worry. I don't know. They didn't. You have to watch the news story link. They also have a $3,000 Microsoft HoloLens, so you can do $3,000 or save $5 and go with Magic Leap. I don't know. I think I'd spend the $3,000 with Microsoft. The extra $5, I'd at least be confident that they might do something with it. And as you would expect, Apple is waiting to copy somebody else's design. Check out Bridge's story over on CNET to see the video. All right, Betty, back to you.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Shyampa Radio from Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, 104.5 FM, WRFU, which hosts the World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. And from archive.org, the Daily Tech News Show with Tom Merritt and Labor Express Radio Apple with Jeremy Mead Lucero. Be sure to visit shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Back to you, Joe. Betty, out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
It's time for your Shyampa weather from Chicago, Midway International Airport. Don't forget, if you have a hot tip for the Shyampa Radio Weather Department, give us a call at 813-327-8566. And that could even be a picture, too. You can accept messages via our Facebook page. So, unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly sunny at 86 degrees. The dew point is at 57. Humidity is at 37%, giving us a wind chill of 85.
Ooh, an 85-degree wind chill. That sounds awesome.
And the winds are out of the east at 9 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles.
Woohoo!
Tonight, Monday night, mostly clear with the low around 72. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Tuesday night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 74. Wednesday, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Cloudy with the high near 79. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 60%. Wednesday night, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 1 a.m. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. Cloudy with a low around 70. Southeast winds 5 to 10. Chance of precipitation is 60%. Hey, grab your favorite device and tune in for a new episode of Headphone Meditations with John DuBose at 7 p.m. New York time. This Wednesday, August 15th, be sure to visit our website, shyampa.info, for our complete broadcast schedule. And hey, come say hi in the chat room, because we're in there right now, and so is me and Anthony, and I think we have a guest in there too, don't we?
I think we do, possibly. Yeah, we do. It looks like it.
Bloody hell.
And that's Chicago weather, folks. And now for the news.
And now for the news.
Holy dough. I need to go to this.
Oh, boy.
This is actually kind of cool. The U.S. Pizza Museum has officially opened its doors in Chicago.
Huh.
Raising the ire, though, of some New York-style pizza fans.
Oh, fuck New York-style pizza.
Right?
You know, New York-style pizza is shit. I will talk shit about New York-style pizza all fucking day long. It's nothing but a floppy piece of cardboard.
You know, where my one of my other best friends works, they serve New York-style pizza out of the pizza oven. And, yeah, it's floppy. It's a floppy pizza. It's just a floppy,
greasy mess. Yeah.
When it's not fresh. It's just floppy.
It's gross.
Well, you know, if the sauce is right, I can deal with it because I like dough. I mean, dough is dough. And if it's cooked proper, it's fine.
I don't know. It's not a fan of it.
I'm not going to eat it all the time, so anyways. The museum, which previously displayed exhibits online and at pop-up events, opened officially Friday at Chicago's Roosevelt Collection and is scheduled to remain open through the end of October. The Pizza Museum features pizza-related pieces of memorabilia, including menus, vintage ads, boxes, toys, and artworks.
Ooh.
As America's favorite food, pizza provides an easy entry point to learn about history, pop culture, and the people behind the pizza. Founder Kendall Burns told USA Today, "We expect the exhibits to have a nostalgic effect on viewers. Not everyone is excited about the museum opening in Chicago. Even the New York mayor's office waited on Twitter. New Yorkers may not agree where to get the best local slice, but we do know that deep dish is not pizza. It's close."
You know, honestly, and I don't like deep dish pizza either. I don't know where this idea of deep dish pizza became Chicago pizza.
Fucking suburbanites from Schaumburg.
Yes, it's Naperville and Berwyn. There you go. Yeah. No, seriously, because fucking stuffed pizza is gross. It is not what you get.
I'm going to disagree with you on that. I absolutely enjoy it, but does it make you stuffed yourself?
Oh my God, it's too much. It's just too much.
So comedian David Cross also took umbrage at the museum's choice of Chicago as a home. In other news, the Seafood Museum will be opening in Fargo. The New York Deli Museum will be opening in Fairbanks. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is being moved to Key West, he tweeted.
Yeah, fuck New York pizza. Yeah. It sucks. Let's move on. They can go deal with themselves.
So, Mama always said, make sure you eat your lettuce, but she never told us pot might be a reward or not, like in the case we'll hear about in the next story.
Ooh.
So, authorities in Indiana say they arrested two men.
In
a commercial vehicle inspection of a truck loaded with lettuce.
Mm.
What do you think they discovered?
They discovered chickens in the lettuce.
Well, that would be interesting. It would be like a chicken Caesar salad.
Ooh, a chicken Caesar salad all in one. It's like a kit. But you got to pluck the chicken all at one time.
But I don't think that... What's your second choice?
Was it pills?
No pill.
It's chocolate.
Another kind of plant.
Another kind of plant? Oregano. I think I lose.
Oh, well, it was 260 pounds of marijuana.
Wow. That's a lot of weed.
State police said an officer stopped a tractor trailer on eastbound Interstate 70 in Putnam County at about 7:32 a.m. Wednesday, August 9th. For a routine commercial vehicle inspection, the occupants of the truck, Florida residents.
Of course.
Jorge and Adon told the officer the truck was hauling a load of fresh lettuce.
Of course.
The search of the trailer yielded 260 pounds of hydroponic marijuana concealed within the legitimate load of fresh lettuce. Investigators said the truck had been headed from Colorado to Florida. Both men were arrested on felony charges of dealing marijuana.
Oopsie.
Yep.
That's not good.
And our final story of the evening. And here you thought I was done with Pokemon fucking Go. No. Hell no.
Oh,
and
no.
I don't even play this goddamn shit. Well, anyways, a 69-year-old Taiwan man has become a local celebrity after being spotted around the city playing Pokemon Go on 11 smartphones.
Holy fuck.
Mounted to his bike. Chen San Wan, Uncle Pokemon, has become well-known to new Taipei City residents after being spotted around town playing the game on 11 smartphones mounted to the front
How the fuck?
Chen, who says sometimes stays out until 4 a.m. hunting for Pokemon, that he became hooked on Pokemon Go after his grandson showed him how to play in 2016. The dedicated player said his habit costs him more than $1,300 each month.
Holy shit.
He has considered expanding his rig to be able to play on 15 phones simultaneously. That's crazy.
Wow. That's just ridiculous. All right. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Wow. Do you want to be part of this disjointed experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Our creditors know how to reach us. You should too. This week on This Way Out, queer teens deal with dating dilemmas, a Rainbow Minute honors sadly closeted songwriter Lorenz Hart, and in the news, Costa Rica's top court orders slow-motion marriage equality. Activists survive violent attacks in Armenia and Lithuania. A Russian teen is convicted of posting gay propaganda. St. Petersburg Rainbow Rally ends in arrests. Belligerent Belfast Pride demands marriage equality. And leading LGBTQ Danes snub the Trump-appointed ambassador's Pride reception.
Snub, snub, snub.
All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Cheyampa Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony Show. Hang tight, folks. The world will be retro-inverted poopy-doopy again in 4 minutes. I gotta find the cards. Where's the, here you are.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Flashback.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts, Mounds don't. Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate, coconut and munchy nuts too. Mounds got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Ooh. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Peter Paul, Almond Joy's got nuts, Peter Paul, Mounds don't.
Because
sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
What you're about to see is the world's most revolutionary telephone switching invention. We call it Super Switcher. It has almost no moving parts, yet handles 4 times more calls than its predecessor. It required an investment of $400 million, but should ultimately save $1 billion a year. And soon, every major American area will have one. Looks dull, eh?
Well, imagine that each of these cars is a long-distance call. This new invention can handle over 500,000 an hour. That's 5 days traffic on a busy Los Angeles freeway. Super Switcher.
It should go a long distance to prevent traffic jams on your long-distance calls.
The Bell System. People using technology to help keep down costs and improve service. Keeping your phone system the best in the world.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know the first lifesaver flavor was peppermint? Did you know that the ancient Greeks first grew carrots as a form of medicine and not a food? Or how about the fact that frozen foods were first introduced in 1920? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
This is Radio Moscow, Moscow. This is Radio Moscow, and here is the news.
Vous écoutez bien sûr Radio France Internationale.
BBC.
Vous écoutez bien sûr Radio France Internationale.
BBC.
Moscow.
Czechoslovak Radio Prague. Czechoslovak Radio Prague.
Where are my priorities? What the fuck? I just had a moment where I completely blacked out and have no clue which way my digital circuitry was taking me. Input dynamite, hash, tag oopsie betty bit tie, version 2.138, data crystal 9, reboot. Please wait. Blackout. Please wait, cat pooped, input error, meow. Poop, pow, error, poop. D. Loop. Error. Poop. Roger. Poop. Error. Roger fucking damn you. Error. System fatal error. Ba-whoop, ba-weep. Returning you to Shyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznat from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Alright, why don't you go ahead and cue Roger.
Yay. Welcome back. Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and, what you've all been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, I want to tell you to tune into these fine shows we source from our friends at Radio4All.net on Shyampa Radio, Traffic with Topper's radio show with Gil, and Upfront Soul All Night Long with Sanguine Fromage. And oh man, be sure you tune into Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. New York time. Be sure to visit shyampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Now, why don't you go grab your bongs biatches so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away.
The hell?
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony. You're welcome, Joe.
Oh. Poor Roger. He just needed to take a break, I guess.
You got it, Anthony.
Yeah, shut up, baby.
Yeah, to take a.
You got it, Joe.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right.
So what do you got
for? Before we get to the crazy Florida news, it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 85 degrees with a humidity of 70% and a heat index of 93 degrees. The dew point is 74 and visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, 30% chance of scattered showers and storms after 2 in the morning, mostly cloudy with a low around 77. On Tuesday, a 20% chance of isolated showers and storms after 2, partly sunny with a high near 89. Heat index values as high as 97. Tuesday night, a 10% chance of isolated showers and storms before 8 in the evening, partly cloudy with a low around 77. On Wednesday, it will be a 20% chance of isolated showers and storms, mostly sunny with a high near 91. Heat index values as high as 99 degrees. It's going to be hot as fuck on Wednesday. Yeah, make sure you leave those windows cracked open, even though you're probably going to get water all up in your car, but it's going to be a fucking oven when you get in there in the afternoon when you leave work. Because let me tell you, I've got one of those window things. You put the big reflective things in the window, and that helps. But let me tell you, those cars get hot.
Right.
All right. So, anyway, Wednesday night, a 20% chance of isolated showers and storms before 2 in the morning. Mostly cloudy with a low around 77. And that's it for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for your crazy Florida news. I kind of got to clear my throat here. I've got a little bit of sinus snottage going on.
Clay people like honey and royal jelly on their pie.
Oh, wow. Royal jelly, huh?
Thanks, Ezel. That's from our chat room over at www.shyampa.info.
So how does one get royal jelly, Ezel? And he said, bake a pie in your car. That's a good point. Ezel said, bake a pie in your car, and you probably could. I mean, I've seen people that have cooked meals in their engine compartments on long trips. So Ezel may be onto something about baking a pie in your car. And then when you get home, you'll have a freshly baked pie when you get home. This is phenomenal. Thank you, Ezel. I think we might be onto something here. So tonight, Action News JAX Fox 30 Jacksonville brings us an update on Florida's catch and release program and another installment of how not to drive when you have a bag of weed in your car. According to St. John's County arrest report, deputies said that Lauren, 22, and a serial poopist, really, were driving without... She was driving with a license that had been suspended 4 times by the state. 4 times. According to a report, Lauren was driving on some parkway when she slammed on the brakes of her 2008 Element in an act of road poop rage. Road poop, really? Dick White, we really have talked about the scripting issue. A deputy witnessed the incident. When Lauren was pulled over, she immediately admitted that she had road rage because she had been cut off by another car and pooped in blaze. The deputy who pulled her over smelled marijuana and asked Lauren if she had any in her car. Lauren then held up a plastic bag from the center council. Lauren told deputies the bag had 1 ounce of marijuana. The report added that Lauren's driver's license has been suspended 4 times for pooping while driving since July 19, 2017. I didn't even know pooping from... Well, that, you know, a lot of old people shouldn't be on the road then, because I have a feeling they're pooping when they're driving as well. So, but I don't know your obsession with poop with this story, Mr. Joe. But that's fine. We will move on to our next segment. Yeehaw. The Brevard Times brings us our next Florida story of the night about a woman with a car, some clothes, and some place to be. According to sheriff's report, 23-year-old Kelly was driving a black Toyota Prius southbound at a high rate of speed. Wait, hold on. Wait, maybe I misread that. Kelly, 23, was driving a black Toyota Prius southbound at a high rate of speed.
Those things, I've seen them go fast.
When? Every time I get behind one, they're doing 20 miles an hour below the speed limit.
You know what? I've been in one in one of those rideshare companies.
Okay.
We were driving on the expressway, and he was going pretty good.
He was going pretty good. All right. Well, she was driving her little wind-up car at a high rate of speed down U.S. Highway 1 while attempting to pass vehicles by driving into oncoming traffic just before 1:30 in the afternoon. The deputies who witnessed Kelly's amazing drive activated their lights and siren, but Kelly was determined to reach her destination as she continued to travel southbound and ran a red light in a busy intersection, nearly causing an accident. The car chase came to an end when the Prius ran out of gerbils, got stuck in a tree at the Community Credit Union on South Washington Avenue. Kelly then exited the vehicle and fled on foot from deputies, jumping into the nearby Indian River Lagoon, taking off all her clothes, and swimming away from the deputies. Boats were dispatched to apprehend Kelly. Once Kelly was pulled from the water and aboard a patrol boat, she kicked the officers and attempted to headbutt one of them. Kelly was charged with fleeing and eluding, reckless driving, resisting arrest with violence, and resisting arrest without violence, and was booked into the Brevard County Jail, where her bond was set at $16,000. Yeah.
Ooh, a donut hole pie.
A donut hole pie. Are we still in the chat room? Let's
see. Yes, we're talking about
delivery
pie.
Of pie, freshly packed. Oh my goodness. You go, he's out. All right. Speaking of, we have to move on.
Yes. Sexy.
The Tampa Bay Times brings us our final and naked Florida news story of the night that falls into the why not me category. A husband and wife were having dinner in a Japanese steakhouse Sunday night when, according to court records, a Dunedin man offered them something they did not order. An erotic dance. Police said James, 24, drunkenly approached the couple in the Kobe Japanese Steakhouse on US 19. He started taking off his clothes and dancing in front of the woman. When she told James to stop, he insulted her and threatened to fight her husband, according to court records. He was arrested by Pinellas County Sheriff's deputies on a charge of disorderly conduct in an establishment and was taken to jail, where he was released early Monday on $150 bond. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, whatever. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, dude. Thank the database. You are tuned into Chiampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Chiampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots.
That's us.
Part of this unique studio experience. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on. Woohoo. Here it comes. Plethora Monday. Take it away, guys.
Thanks, Ben.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Patty.
You got it, Anthony.
So, operators are standing by, but Anthony, you've got another nice little featurette to talk about tonight.
Yes, yes. So, we somehow have a phone booth at the outside the Tampa studios here. What was that?
You rescue a phone?
No. We actually have a phone call coming in.
Ooh.
I'll talk about the phone booth after the phone call.
Okay.
Let me find the button here to pick up the call. Hold on. All right, caller, you are on the air.
Yeah.
Sounds like Ezel.
Oh,
hey, Ezel. How you doing?
Hey, I'm calling you from your phone booth.
Are you?
Your studio.
Oh, hey.
Hey, we needed a phone booth caller.
You know what, though? The guy that sold it to me said that it would improve our web traffic. Did you see any improvement of the web traffic in the phone booth?
It's great, man. It's great. I love it.
Okay, good, because we pay him like $10,000 a month, and he said we would get a lot of hits to our website.
Oh, yeah, man. Give him all the money. Man.
All right. It sounds good. Man.
Hey, man, we're doing good here in Armpit, Illinois, man. The bees is turning out honey like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, nice. There you go.
Oh, nice. Man, we got hundreds of pounds of honey, and it's some good stuff, man. Real good stuff. But you know what? It's ironic that today is National Filet Day I had a filet. Yeah, ain't that crazy? I had a filet and I sauteed it in that good wheat butter. I remember Anthony, you told me how to make that wheat butter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good stuff. Oh, yeah.
Man, it was that good shit. Man, it was good. You gotta try it, man. Get yourself a little filet and saute it in that bowl. Man,
there you
shit.
Go. Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Anyway, that's great. But I want to ask you something. Now, this Amazon with their drones, man, they're getting out of control. Don't you know that?
Oh, they're going into everything. They're disrupting everything.
Yeah, but did you see what happened last week to the president of Venezuela?
No, what happened?
Man, he was out there giving a speech and a couple of drones with some bombs on it come flying by, and they detonated the bombs, and they said Amazon sent the drone.
Oh, I heard about the bomb. Okay, I gotcha. I heard about the bombing, but I didn't know Amazon was behind that. Well, that's quite interesting.
Yeah, man, they're getting into everything. Man, you get on the internet and order yourself a bomb and send it somewhere, you know, with the drone.
That is a crazy world out there. Interesting.
And then, you know what? And then I'm looking at Facebook the other day, and they want to know how much money you make. What kind of bullshit is that all about,
Facebook,
man? What's going on with Facebook?
They want to tie your messenger with your bank account. No fucking way. No fucking way.
Yeah, what is that? Oh, I get too goddamn nosy, that outfit, man. What the hell's going on, man? Be careful, man. Be careful with that Facebook. But anyway,
the problem is,
you guys are doing good.
Thank you, man.
Well, thank you, Ezel. We appreciate that.
The Clay people love you, man. We're down here in the bunker. We're sitting in front of the computer, and we got you rolling, and, man, we're having fun. We're going to make pizza.
There you go.
And we're going to put a little oregano on there, and then we're going to put a little weed on top of the oregano. And, oh, man, is that sweet, man. I'm telling you. And you know what's wrong with... You know what's wrong with New York pizza? They use too much goddamn pepperoni, man. You gotta use that sausage, man. Use that sausage, man. Fuck that pepperoni shit, man.
I don't know.
Send them a message. Send them a message.
Okay, we'll send them a message. Let them know to hold the pepperoni.
Send that out.
All right, man. All right. Well, you guys have fun the rest of the show. I'm gonna start making some pizza with the Clay people here, man.
There you go. Go bake up with the Clay people.
We got the munchies, man. All right, guys. Hey, man, it's 420 somewhere. You
it
know?
Always is, Ezel. Right. It always
Thank
is.
You,
All right. We'll see you later, guys.
Have a good one, Ezel. Thanks for
Bye.
Calling.
You too. Bye.
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 See, now you too can be a guest. Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Phone lines are wide open. So, Anthony, what do you got for us tonight with this? So the phone booth, you were talking to us about this.
We're done with the phone booth. We've moved on
Joe's
from the phone booth.
Joe's magical Bluetooth.
We're now on to Joe's magical Bluetooth.
All of a sudden, Bluetooth just appeared.
Really?
And folks, you may not know this, but I recently repurchased Windows 10 and installed it on my desktop machine. It was running Windows 7.
Okay.
And it was great. You know, things were fine. Everything was there. Bluetooth was there. I had a real hard time connecting Bluetooth, though, let me tell you.
Really?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, Bluetooth disappeared.
Ooh.
And I'd gone without Bluetooth for what? A month and a half? 2 months?
Probably, yeah.
And then all of a sudden yesterday, I get the Bluetooth icon back in my taskbar.
Really?
Yeah.
That's quite amusing.
It just pops up just like that. And see, that's the thing about an operating system that, sure, maybe, you know, there was a problem and maybe the operating system fixed it.
Maybe.
Or is it a faulty component that is just, like, turning on and off because it's faulty?
Well, I guess the question, is this on the Lenovo? Or is this on some other device?
This is on my gaming PC that I myself purchased, which is a Lenovo.
Okay. So that's not too surprising for the Lenovo, actually. Lenovo's weird that way. I don't know if it's their hardware or what.
So expect it to disappear at any point in time?
It's possible, yeah. When that happens, then go and delete the drivers and then reinstall the drivers, and usually that causes it to pop back up.
But see, the thing is, I'll have to look now later or something like this to see what drivers they are, because I never knew which ones they were.
Ah. See, there you go.
Yeah.
See?
You know, Windows is trying to get to that point where everything is in their other graphical interface.
True.
You know, half of it is still in the old classic style and half of it is in the new style. And it's just, come on, guys, put it.
I don't think you're going to see an end to the classic style in a long time.
You don't think so?
That's still pretty much still the root. The other stuff is just fancy overlay.
What do you think the next version of Windows is going to look like?
I don't know. Right now they're saying they're not going, they released Server 2016, but they're saying they're not releasing anything past Windows 10. Windows 10 is just basically going to just be perpetually upgraded.
Huh.
I'm sure they'll come out with something like Windows 12 or, you know, Windows 2020 or who the fuck knows.
Windows, yeah, they could have done Windows X, but they chose 10 instead.
Well, that would have probably, they would have been, you know, well, that would have been before the whole Apple thing, so who knows.
Oh, the Apple X.
The Apple X.
So, I don't know, I was getting frustrated with my weekend segment on Sunday with What the Tech, because it seems to be playing the same goddamn episode every single moment.
Really?
That show is supposed to come on, but anyways. They were talking about Apple products,
yeah.
And you know, I like Paul Theroux because he, you know, like any tech journalist, they use all the products.
Yeah.
They have
to.
But he rightfully pointed out that Apple does shit to make you feel like an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
But you pay money anyways for it because it's cutesy.
Yep. Absolutely.
And that's fucking ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Now, I ain't going to say much, too, though, because I ended up getting a high-end phone. And it's great for the camera. But it also has those cutesy features, and I just despise them, and I turn them off.
Well, you know, I usually turn off cutesy features, too.
Does FedEx piss you off?
All the time.
Yeah.
I've lived at my house for almost 10 years now. Anytime anything came by FedEx, it doesn't matter if it was FedEx Overnight, FedEx Express, FedEx Express, FedEx Urban Express, FedEx Overnight Delivery, FedEx 3-Day, FedEx 5-Day, FedEx whenever fuck day we give you there, they always leave the package at the front door.
Yeah.
Today, I get home, and there's a call tag. What the fuck is this? I'm expecting something. I need a part for the phone booth because they said that if people call from the phone booth, we get increased web traffic. we got to do something because we're paying a lot for this phone booth. So I'm waiting for a little doohickey, and they tell me I can go pick it up at the Walgreens.
Is this phone booth a Tampa Studios or a Chiampa as a whole studios incursion?
I don't know whose budget it comes out of, but we're gonna have to do some creative accounting when budget time comes up but that's the thing. The dude said that if we pay him $5,000 a week, that it will increase the web traffic if we use this if we have this phone booth. He said because it will increase traffic. So we'll see what happens. I haven't seen anyone use it yet, other than Ezel. Ezel called from it, so that was great. So it looks like the ugly lights are coming on and the fire department is not banging on the door. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show here tonight on Chiampa Radio. Remember, all times Eastern, be sure to check out Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays, live at noon, Sundays at noon. And then another recast on Sunday evening at 7. Remember, all times Eastern.
All times Eastern. All times are Eastern. You can make your morning commute more commutable. This stuff is great. With Weekday Rush Hour hosted by our lovable automated unit, Betty. She plays the first 15 minutes of random podcasts from archive.org and Radio for All, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, catch traffic with Toppers. Weekday afternoon starting at 3:30 Eastern, Gil dusts off obscure music that has some kind of comedy with it, makes your ride home more enjoyable.
Or it's just fucked up and
Yeah. There's some really fucked up ones out there.
There's somebody's crazy mind. But anyways, remember, it's 420 somewhere, and that means I'm in programming, Technique audio heaven! You know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to Chiampa Radio and leave it on in the background. That's Chiampa Radio. Visit chiampa.info. You can see our most current broadcast schedule, our social medias, and much, much more. That was brought to you by Prosecco.
That was brought to you by something. My goodness. And we didn't even have the exploding cat this episode.
No, we didn't. No exploding cats.
That's because they
won't. But, you know, lots of crazy sexy people just trying to get the groove on.
Where? Not here. Not in the Tampa store. There's a homeless man pissing in the phone booth right now. But that's about it. And he didn't even deposit a quarter yet. I mean, how are we going to make any money? But they said it increases web traffic.
Well, can it be made mobile? Can we use a Raspberry Pi or an Arduino?
It weighs about 500 pounds. It's very heavy.
Well, we get your lawnmower and convert it.
There we go. We'll put it on the lawnmower. Self-propelled one. Do a self-propelled phone booth down the street.
The phone booth develops intelligence. It starts to flee.
My God.
Up to something.
The phone booth lawnmower, man.
Oh, man.
I'd rather just put it on a golf cart and turn it into, like, the Pope Mobile. That sounds exciting to me.
But hopefully, if you restore it to its fullness, maybe you can, put it into one of those museums or something.
Who knows, but I got to get my ding-a-ling from the fucking FedEx that they left at the Walgreens down the street because they're assholes. Anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week, I think. Check out our blog at chiampa.info. Remember, don't do a strip show for another man's Pokemon in a pizza museum after swimming in the river after behaving badly in traffic with a head of weed. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with an E.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
This station station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.